Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. May I speak with Anne Burgett?
She's not here right now. Who's calling?
Okay, my name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a survey. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
I'm not her.
It doesn't matter, ma'am. We're just conducting a survey. It really don't have to be her. Can you help us out with the survey? Your opinion.
What kind of survey is it?
Well, this is actually about public schools. Do you have a few minutes?
Public schools?
Yes, ma'am. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, do you live in, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, do you live in the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
San Antonio.
Thank you. Now, just to confirm, is your zip code 78230?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station for a political party or by candidate for a political office?
No.
No? Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, or a member of a teacher's union or a teacher association?
I'm a retired teacher.
Okay, but you're not longer working, correct?
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, in what year were you born?
I'm very old. I'm 83. Born in 39.
39. Thank you so much.
1939.
Now, yes, ma'am. Which one of the following best describes you? Are you a man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
I'm a woman.
Thank you. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay. Now, for statistical purpose only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Are you Caucasian or white? African,
yes.
American, or black? Okay, thank you. Now, and what is the last grade you completed in school, ma'am?
I went to graduate school.
Graduate school, okay. Okay. Now, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger from who you are a parent or a guardian to?
Apparently none right now. I'm a grandmother.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. But if I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
Now, the San Antonio City Council, is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
In the middle, between favorable and unfavorable.
Okay. Would that be somewhat unfavorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And what about San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino?
I don't know him at all.
Okay. Teachers union, is your opinion favorable or unfavorable towards them?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And the last one will be Mayor Ron Nittenberg.
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Very.
Very. Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, just tell me so we can go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
First one is going to be public charter schools in San Antonio. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Will that be very or just somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And what about 1882 partnership schools in San Antonio? Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know them at all, so go
okay.
on. I don't want to say. I don't
yes.
know what they are.
No, absolutely. I understand. Now, what about innovation schools in San Antonio?
I don't know them either. I just know public schools or church schools or that. I don't know those.
That was going to be my next question. What about private and parochial schools in San Antonio?
they're favorable. You got to pay money.
Right. Okay. And would that be very or just somewhat?
Somewhat, because.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about magnet schools in San Antonio?
What kind of schools?
Magnet schools in San Antonio.
I don't know that one. Madman.
Okay, and the last. And the last will be traditional public schools in San Antonio.
Very favorable. They do what they can. They don't get enough money.
Okay. So that was going to be my next question. And what are some of the reasons for your very favorable opinion of public charter school in San Antonio? I have to type this in.
Well, I have four children. Two of them went to the public schools, and two of them went to charter school, health careers. And I enjoyed my son's and daughter's education. They all went to college. With good education.
Okay, so they have good education, correct?
Yes, public school and charter school.
Okay. One second.
But that was 83 and 1995, and it was the last century. It's not been in the last 20 years. They've been at the university.
Okay. Now, will you say that public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is it public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
It's right now, it's just chaotic. It's totally chaotic. You have to give me a specific school.
Okay, so no, just public education in San Antonio in general. Do you think they're going in the right direction or wrong track?
They are trying very hard. There are lots of committed good people, but politicians have made it very difficult for them. Politicians have made it extremely difficult.
Okay, so would that be right direction or wrong track, on your own opinion?
They're on the right track.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is that all parents have the availability to choose a school that best meet their child's needs? Do you think it's very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important, somewhat.
Thank you.
Parents don't always know what their children need.
Okay. Now, do you think that local public schools in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
They need to change a little because life never remains the same. They need to get new equipment. They need to have new roads, new courses. They constantly need to change somewhat.
Okay. Now, from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
I think that they need to slow down charter schools and do more for public schools.
Okay. So will you say you're in favor or oppose?
To what? Of charter schools?
No, increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio. Are you in favor or opposed?
I'm in favor.
And would that be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat in favor.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or it does not describe public charter schools well, or it does not describe them at all. The first one, serve mostly students of color. Do you think it describes them very well, some, not well, or not at all?
Not at all. Charter schools are not just for colored people.
Okay. What about serve mostly low-income students? Do you think it describes them very well, some, not well, or not at all?
Not well.
Not well. Okay. What about our nonprofits?
Describing what? Nonprofits are for select groups.
Okay. So do you think it describes charter schools very well, somewhat well, not well, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. The next one, are open to all. Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat, not well, or not at all?
Not at all. They're not open to all.
Okay. Now, our public schools, do you think it describes them very well, somewhat, not well, or not at all?
You're talking about public schools, and what
yes,
am I supposed to say?
Public charter schools, do you think it describes them as our public schools, and do you think it describes them very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Somewhat well. They're public. They're open to more people. So
okay.
Somewhat.
Okay. What about help improve the entire public school system? Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the last one, are tuition free?
If they're called public charter schools.
Yes. And they are tuition free. Do you think it describes them very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Not well, because they're not necessarily tuition free. It depends upon who's managing them.
Okay. Now, and over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
It has not changed. They're just dealing, as I say, with a chaotic problem from COVID. I don't know. They're chaotic. So how would you describe that? That word's not in there. They're just.
Okay. Now, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, will you be more or less likely to vote for them, or will it have no effect on your vote?
Probably have no effect on my vote.
Okay. Now, thinking some more about local elections, many people that we have spoke with say that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Is it always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Always. If there's an election at all, I always vote.
Okay. Now, which one or two pieces of information make you the most favorable about public charter schools? Is it that public charter schools enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds, supporting different learning styles, give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them, are free and open to all children, are managed independently from local school districts, are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, encourage more parent input and involvement, and the last one, none of this? Which one?
I think the third one from the bottom. What was the third one from the bottom? The third sentence?
Are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention?
Yes, I like that phrase.
Okay, thank you. Well, can you pick another one?
Can you read the fourth one from the bottom or the
yes,
fifth
absolutely.
One?
The first one. The first one is enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds. Number two, support different learning styles. Number three, give quality options to family who will not otherwise have them. Number four.
I like that one. I like that phrase. Give opportunities to families that might otherwise not have them. Yes, I like that.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving on, which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Is it cutting the number of public charter schools? Number two, providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic. Number three, increasing funding to public schools. Number four, reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F failing. Number five, student safety. Number six, keeping good teachers. Number seven, enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools. Supporting and facilitating more school choice for students. Which one?
About the superintendent who's trying to get all schools to pass. In other words, failing schools. What was that one? Read that one again.
Reducing the number of schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing. Is that one?
Right.
Okay.
The superintendent helps take care of those schools.
We're almost finished with the survey. Thank you for standing by. Now, I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Please tell me as I read each one if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement. The first one, Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree with that.
Okay. The next one, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Strongly disagree with that statement.
Okay. And the last one, annual standardized testing of students, it is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree with that statement.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on, the City Council acts the policymaking and legislative body here in San Antonio. The city charter does not include the city council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about who makes decision about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the city council should be more involved, less involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it is it has today?
Somewhat involved, but not anymore than they are right now. I don't think they should get into it. I think they should fix the roads first.
So do you think they should get more involved or less involved or just stay the same level involved?
Stay the same level.
Okay. Now, changing topics, the Texas State Legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. This program will give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state on average to educate a child each year to pay for the children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, will you support or opposing this education savings account program?
I would oppose that. I don't think the parents would necessarily spend the money wisely.
Okay. Now, are you opposing it strongly or not so strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, just a few more questions for statistical purpose only. Are you currently employed, student, stay-home parent, retired, unemployed, looking for work?
I'm retired. I'm 83.
Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. And do you lean towards more to a Democrat Party or a Republican Party?
More toward the Democrat Party now.
Okay. Now, how will you describe your economic circumstances? Are you low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Middle class.
Middle class, okay. Now, that was the last question of my survey today, ma'am. I want to thank you so much for staying on the phone with me. That means a lot to me and the company, and I hope you have a safe week.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.